Ryan said that while the president did inherit the current fiscal crisis, Mr. Obama's budget plan makes things worse by overspending, overtaxing, and overborrowing. The GOP's version would cut income tax rates and freeze overall spending on domestic programs. Ryan announced another Republican proposal.
To rescind the Democrats' stimulus package starting in the year 2010, except for unemployment insurance for those who've already lost their jobs.
The GOP plan would revamp the Medicare program providing health care to seniors. It would let workers under 55 receive premium subsidies equal to the average Medicare benefit when they retire. Workers over 55 would be unaffected. The GOP plan would still incur annual deficits between $400 to $500 billion, which backers say is lower than those projected for President Obama's. Meanwhile, Democrats, including State Party Chair Joe Wernicke, are calling the Republicans' budget proposal a cruel April Fool's Day joke.
By trying to privatize one of the most successful programs we've ever had for our elderly, Medicare, by trying to continue tax cuts for the wealthiest 1%, how many times do we have to see the rich and the powerful get richer and more powerful at the expense of everybody else?
Wernicke adds that the House GOP plan at least packs a bit more substance and detail than one offered earlier by Senate Republicans. Congress is expected to pass the Democrats' budget plans in both chambers by majority vote. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.